Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruce.com, and certainly please follow me at Bruce Allen. We are blessed to have Dr. Jennifer Weberman with us for two segments, beginning with this one. She is a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children, teens, and parents empower themselves in positive ways. She's been affectionately referred to as the Super Nanny of Springfield, and she's pregnant and is going to have her own baby. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
Thank you. I think I'll let your viewers be the judge of whether having me twice is a blessing or not.
I think there's no doubt, and I have I know I'd have you for the whole show. In fact, I'll have you take over my show when I don't feel like doing it anymore. You would be so kind. So please, let's have a health and welfare update on baby Bruce.
Baby Bruce, or Brucella Brucina, is doing fantastically. It's mommy that's having a rough time this week. She's definitely she's getting so much bigger, and the belly is getting so much bigger. You know, people told me that the last trimester is hard, and I'm already almost at week 31, and I've had such a smooth ride that I thought maybe I could make it all the way to the end. But, oh my God, this week all the symptoms started, and so it's definitely been tougher and tougher.
It must be funny or weird when you kind of know, I mean, as a professional, even though it's not your specific field, but you're a professional in well-educated. So, by the time you got pregnant, given all that you guys went through, you'd done all your homework. You've read everything there is to be about pregnancy. So when you start feeling the things that you've read about and you kind of go, oh, darn, did this really have to happen?
Yes, because there are certain things that don't happen to every pregnant woman, and you kind of hope that you'll be spared some of the less, comfortable symptoms. But I don't know, I think I got them all in 1 week.
Well, I don't know. When I was pregnant, I was lucky. It was really easy.
It was easy for you?
Yeah, it was pretty easy for me. All right, let's talk about this week's wasn't planning to, but then you thought it would be such a good idea. This week's column is about why our single friends are single. And I made a lot of observations that I thought would get me more blowback, and it didn't, from anecdotal evidence of my own friends, men and women that are single. And I'm talking about single in their 30s and 40s, not, in their teens and 20s. Obviously, that's a time where being single is totally cool. But why are certain people single for a long time or stay single forever? So what are your thoughts on this topic? Do you agree with what I wrote?
I agree partly with what you wrote. I think it's a shame that we're talking about this on a day that my husband is out of town, enjoying the slots down in Atlantic City, because I know he would have so much to say about this, and I think we have the same view. He's a dating relationship expert, and basically most of his clients are women who are, in their 40s and up, who are still single and want to find a relationship and haven't been able to. And I think, and he would probably agree, that there are certain factors that are missing when someone is really struggling to find a partner and hasn't been able to. And of course I have a list. Just going to run through them and list them, and then if we need to go back in more detail afterwards, we can. But for those who can't find love, I think, number one, there's a difficulty in identifying what you need. And I think you hinted at that in your column. And the second one is being able to distinguish what you need.
Wait. Going back to what you need, meaning what you need versus what you want?
Exactly. That's my number two, because some people can't tell the difference between what they need and what they want. Like your example of height and hair color and things like that, those may be wants, but they're not needs. A need is integrity, emotional intelligence, patience, someone who's good to their family. Those are the things that we need, the core values in a relationship. The other stuff is what we want. And if you can't distinguish between the two, then you're going to end up filtering out a lot of really good potential partners for superficial reasons.
Well, I absolutely agree. And my list of needs was totally the essential ones, like looks and body and things like that. That's how I judged it.
And you would think she would be looking at bank accounts. And I think that's the stereotype.
And actually, the irony is, to some degree, that's where we start.
I actually think there's nothing wrong with starting there. It's where you end up and realizing the things that you just said are really the essential needs, that the wants is kind of what gets you in the door, so to speak. The needs are what's going to make you fall in love and have an enduring relationship.
And absolutely, and there's nothing wrong with having a need for sexual attraction, because a relationship can't work without chemistry. But mm-hmm. when you have such a narrow, specific list of credentials for what you're attracted to, and you rule out a lot of really good potential partners who could meet your emotional needs or your other needs, then your list is too narrow.
Correct. I completely yeah. agree. So speaking of lists, let's continue with yours.
Three, setting up your life to create space for that person to show up. I think of this client that I had a long time ago. She was single and she was, I think, almost in her 40s. And she said every time she went on a first date, the guy would always make the same complaint. You're too busy. And she was offended by that. And she says, why do I have to put my life on hold to have a relationship? And what she didn't realize is that if all of these men are having this impression, it's because she's sort of presenting herself as being so busy and that my life is so meaningful and fulfilled already, there's no room for you. And
exactly.
a partner needs to feel like they can enter into your life and fit into it. And so if your busyness is a shield, he doesn't know how to penetrate that. So you have to have space in your life for that.
All right. With 1 minute and 40 seconds left, how many left on your list?
I have two. Number four is, you have to believe that the person that you want or need exists. If you have an image that all men are jerks or all women are shallow and they're gold diggers, you are never going to be able to find a quality relationship unless you actually believe that person exists.
Is that just the attitude of positive thinking? Is that really what you believe? You know, Dale Carnegie type of stuff?
It's partly the law of attraction and the power of positive thinking, and it's also the fact that when you meet people who don't fit that, you will automatically dismiss them. It's all that psychology. You will dismiss that person because they don't fit into your stereotype, and all you will see are the people who fit.
Got it. And the last thing on your list?
You have to know how to go about finding that person. If you want a really good person, you can't be like wearing hoochie outfits to the clubs to find them. You have to know where they are, where they're going, where they're looking for you. Jason does a lot of work with creating people's online dating profiles because most people's profiles aren't set up to attract the kind of person they really want to have. They're set up to attract a different kind of person.
I couldn't agree more. And I met my wife online, so I have a lot of experience with that. We're out of time. So listeners, I am sure you're going to have questions. And remind our listeners where they can find you, Dr. Weberman.
I blog at theparentingplayground.com. And on Facebook, we're there under the same name. On Twitter, it's dr_Weberman. And my new website is TransformationsTherapyCenter.com.
One more time?
TransformationsTherapyCenter.com. And all of your radio links are on there. It's fantastic.
You haven't sent me the link to it. I can't believe it. Okay, I'm
going
to yell at you on the break.
It was not
ready to
be seen.
Stay tuned for more of Dr. Weberman after these commercials. He's a motherfucking G. Yeah.